Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. I want to thank you all so much for joining me today. If you're just joining us, I just want to say congratulations and thank you for joining us today. And congratulations on your spiritual journey. And when it comes to growth and this spiritual journey through our process, just remembering that every day is a step towards greatness. Every day you are doing something awesome towards your goal. So for that, I just want to say congratulations on that. But back to the task at hand. It's episode 6. Ooh, finally made it to episode 6. This is a good point for me. I feel like that, you know, after 21 days, you're building a habit. So I'm getting closer to building a habit. And that makes me feel good. And that's actually what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about goal setting and habits. When it comes to setting goals and changing your habits, this is a mind process. This is something that takes you some time to digest, as they like to say. Your mind is a very interesting thing, okay? So when it comes to your mind and setting goals, you want to go about this in the best way possible that works for you. There are tons of cookie cutter ideas out there about goal setting and building good habits. But at the end of the day, it comes down to what works best for the individual, okay? And that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, when we talk about goals, one of the first things that I like to talk to people about when it comes to goals is procrastination. One of the biggest deterrents when it comes to goals is procrastination. People procrastinate. They hold themselves back by not doing anything. They sit and they accept mediocrity. What mediocrity means is they accept being just okay. They accept being good, but not great. And in this life, you can't accept just being good. You're never supposed to accept just being okay. You're always supposed to shoot for higher, because you can have anything and everything that you want in this world. So the goal is for you to always shoot above that goal. Always shoot higher so that you have a higher a span or space to work with. So when it comes to procrastination, when you procrastinate, you're literally stopping yourself from a blessing. You're literally holding yourself back from growth. You are literally taking your path that you are walking, and you could be setting yourself on a completely different path by choosing to procrastinate. And if some of you don't know exactly what procrastination is, procrastination can be anything as simple as hitting the snooze button 20 times in the morning, or, you know, knowing that you need to take out the trash but waiting till tomorrow to do it, or knowing that there's things that you need to do for your business or your entrepreneurial, you know, situations in your life, but waiting to the very last minute to take care of it. Those are just a few examples of things that make an issue or make a problem when it comes to procrastination in your life. Because when you procrastinate in your life, you are training your body to basically be lazy. You're training your body to choose the offset of the easier option. So your body then at turn, it's like, all right, whatever the easier choice is, I'm doing it. And one, that's not a good thing, because when it comes to your brain, we actually kick out the things that we deem are not important in our brain. Because you got to think about it, our brain takes in tons of thoughts at one time. It's always processing something. You're always thinking something. I think it's something like every second or millisecond you're having a new thought. Well, with that being said, you can't go and take a hold of every thought and stop every thought before it comes out. Some of them have to slide out. But what the biggest thing is that you have to work on training your thought process, so that no matter what, the thoughts that come out are good, great at thoughts. And even if they're not thoughts, you're trained then to right there, switch right back. And that's something that we were talking about the other day in regards to manifesting what it is that you want in your life. You've got to go about living in a positive mind frame, a positive thought process. What that means is when it comes to waking up in the morning, for example, okay? If you are one of those people that is just not a morning person, you wake up every morning, you got attitude. You get in the car to go drive to work, you got attitude. You get to work to handle your business and to make some money, you got attitude just because you're at work. You just got an attitude because it's morning time and this is something that's bothering you. When you start your day off like that, when you allow yourself to stay in that rut, you are sending waves and frequencies out to the universe. And you're telling the universe, hey, universe, I'm feeling like shit today. I'm not feeling like I'm in a good mood. I'm not feeling good at all. You know what, universe? Send me more of that. That's why it seems like things just keep piling up and piling up and piling up. Because like we stated, when we talked about the law of attraction this past week, like attracts like, okay? So whatever you put out there in that universe, you're going to get back tenfold. So that means that if you're out there putting out all this negative energy every day, just wasting all of this beautiful energy that we have stored in our body and using it for negativity, oh my gosh, do you know what you are doing? You are literally setting yourself up for a disaster. You are literally giving chaos the key to your front door. That's what you're doing. You are giving yourself a big, huge platform of bullshit to sit in. And excuse my French, but you gotta say it like that. And you can't live your life like that. That's not what this life is about. It's not about waiting to the last minute to do something. Now, when I think about procrastination, because I'm going to be real with you. I don't know if any of you remember, but I've said in the past that I actually have narcolepsy. Narcolepsy is a sleeping disorder, and it actually makes you pretty depressed and lazy sometimes. You don't want to get up and do anything because your body just feels like it's sleep deprived. With that being said, I sometimes develop what I like to call a lazy streak or a lazy bone. I will not want to do anything sometimes. And I had to literally do something to stop that. I noticed that it was an issue in my life. And how I noticed that is because it was spilling over to other areas and aspects of my life. And that's what bothered me. I started noticing that I was letting, you know, this lazy thing get in more areas of my life. It wasn't just when I was at home. It wasn't just when I was, you know, hanging out and in my own environment. It started being all the time. I started just making excuses for myself. And I realized that I have to make a change. I saw the loop. I saw the circle that I was going in. I saw that I was not growing and I was not changing. And I was like, you know what? I got to do something. So I put an action into play. I used my loop theory process. Okay, and I evaluated my life in that area, and I put a step in place. I put something in place to be able to make this better for me. So something that I did to help combat the whole procrastination thing, which is something you can do that will help you. Right off the bat when it comes to this whole procrastination thing. That's what I like to call just get up and do it. I'm going to say it one more time for you. It's what I like to call just get up and do it. In my head, I program myself to think, you know what, just get up and do it. You know what, I definitely understand, but just get up and do it. I know you're tired right now, but just get up and do it. I know you're irritated because the way she asked you, but just get up and do it. I know you really don't feel like doing anything today, but just get up and do it. And that has really helped me out a lot. Instead of sitting and letting the dishes pile up, instead of sitting and not completing goals, every time I feel myself feeling like a negative feeling towards getting up and doing something, I tell myself, just get up and do it. The faster you get it done, the faster it'll be done, and you won't have to worry about it. And that right there has helped me out so much. Because I get to think about it. I don't want to do it later. If I go ahead and do it now, I won't have to do it later. And if I go ahead and do it now, it'll be complete. Okay, well, I think I want to go with the complete option so that I don't have to worry about this again anymore, so I don't have to think about this again anymore. And that has really helped me out a lot in this process. I've trained my brain to know that when you got to do something, you need to just tell yourself to get up, swallow it, and do it. Because that has allowed me to, just in general, be able to do more things instead of me feeling defeated. Because I'm so tired, or because I feel so tired, I have to allow myself to evaluate the process. I have to go through the loop theory process, and I have to evaluate where I'm going and what I'm doing. And a lot of times, when I evaluate where I'm going and what I'm doing, I'll notice and I'll see that I'm right on track. I've got myself aligned right where I need to get done what I need to. And that is most definitely the most funniest part to me. Once you start doing little things like taking steps to avoid procrastination and things of that nature, you'll start to see things just changing in your life. Now, overall, while you're conquering procrastination, one thing that goes hand in hand with procrastination is goal setting. You're going to want to set goals. And you're going to want to set two different style goals. You're going to want to set achievable goals, short-term, easy, achievable goals, and long-term, achievable goals. And then you also want to have your miscellaneous, you know, outlandish, you know, my best possible answer goals as well. You know, living my best life goals. But when it comes to goal setting, got to make sure that you're aligning yourself correctly with what you really want in life. What it is, a lot of people go around setting up these goals because of society, because of what society is doing or what the next person is doing. And it got nothing to do with what they really want in life, and can't figure out why they're not doing well, why they're not flourishing, why they're not finishing, why they ain't lost this weight, why they hadn't achieved this goal. Because the goal was never for you. You picked up somebody else's goal and put it in your pocket and tried to use it where it had nothing to do with you. And that's one of the things that you have to understand when it comes to goal setting. It is, there are cookie cutters, but goal setting is something that is specifically, is specifically something that is unique to you, okay? So, you know, your unique goal process is your unique goal process. But understanding how to make good goals is where you start with that. Now, you want to make sure that you make SMART goals, okay? SMART goals are manageable and obtainable goals, okay? SMART goals are goals that you can make that are either short-term or long-term, where you build a plan or a progress, you know, marking tool to be able to review later. This is for you to be able to go over any fine points, to be able to understand what you've done, and to be able to more effectively apply the things that you've learned to the situation. Now, I want to give you all a little task today. I'm going to give you all a little call of action today. So it'll be a little tiny bit of homework. So for today, I want you to sit down and I want you to take about 5 to 10 minutes and make a goal list. You need to have two sections. It's going to be short-term goals and long-term goals. You need anywhere from 2 to 5 goals. So I want you to write this down. Write down 2 to 5 short-term and long-term goals that you can benefit from, okay? And that align with you. These goals are things that you want to achieve in your life that will allow you to be the best possible version of you and to live your best possible life. That's what these goals are about. These goals are about moving you on to your next level of spiritual growth so that you can move on through your level or through your road of evolution. So it's time for you to evolve. So let's put it into play. Sit down and write down those 2 to 5 goals that you want to do. And I want you to take those 2 to 5 goals. If you need to take a picture of this paper and put it on your front screen of your phone, take a picture of it. If you need to hang it up on your wall in your closet, in your locker at work, in your bathroom, on your refrigerator. Hang this goal list up. I want this goal list somewhere where you can look at it every single day. And every day I want you to remind yourself that, you know what, I've got some goals that I'm going to achieve. And that's what you tell yourself every day. I've got some goals and I'm going to achieve them. I'm so grateful that I got some goals and I'm going to achieve them. And you keep reminding yourself that you have given yourself achievable, manageable goals. And you will meet those goals. Okay? So today, we're all about fixing our procrastination, fixing our areas where we are hindering ourselves from our growth, and building a process to help ourselves set up smart, manageable, and attainable goals. Okay? Now today for our meditation, we're going to take a few moments to practice and sit in our stillness. So I want you to take a moment, find a quiet place to sit. If you cannot sit, stand in a small corner. If you cannot stand in a small corner, just literally close your eyes for a moment. We're going to start with a deep cleansing breath. Inhale. Exhale through your mouth. Inhale again through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. Open those lines to spirituality. Open those lines to your inner oneness. And today, we're going to focus on goals. And we're going to focus on our levels of growth. Okay? Today, I want you to think. Think long and hard about your life. Think about areas of your life where you could grow. Areas of your life where you could do better. It could be something as easy as, I need to start putting the toilet down for my wife. I need to start closing the top on the mayonnaise a little bit better. I need to wake up an hour early every morning so I can make myself breakfast. I need to start making breakfast. Whatever this thing is, or whatever this moment is for you, I want you to think about that thing that you can change, or anything that you can change within your life by just making the chance and declaring that you are taking in full control of your life. I want you to choose one thing to focus on right now. And I want you to ask the universe to help you with that goal. I want you to ask the universe to clear you. Clear any blocks or holes that you have keeping you from achieving these goals that you need to achieve in your life. And being able to point out and pinpoint these goals. Let the universe know that you are here and you are ready for all things and all blessings that come your way. You are ready to grow. You are ready to multiply. You are ready to be functional, conscious, and aware in this universe. Take the time to accept and understand you and know your greatness. We're going to take one more deep breath in. Exhale. Namaste. Remember your growth. Remember your power. And use that manifestation to your benefits. I thank you all for joining me today on today's journey. Again, thank you for listening. Subscribe, like, follow. Coming soon, I will be having more videos on YouTube. So you can definitely find this podcast, My Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit on YouTube. As well with more of a visual aid for more of a visual learner. As well, you can also look up my channel, The Goddess Queen. Right now, that's where all of the videos will be going until I get the actual Mind, Body, Soul, and Page podcast up. All right? So thank you all again for your support and your love. I wish you all the best, and I can't wait to see you again. Join me next time for our next learning point and our next journey. Have a great day. Stay positive. Stay guided. Stay strong. Ashe. Namaste.